弟兄姊妹，主里边平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace in the Lord.
当唱呢首诗歌嘅时候咧，里边实在有一个感觉吓。
As we were singing this hymn, I had a feeling inside.
觉得呢个诗人对神嘅旨意从旧约到新约咧，认识好深。
That the hymnist had a really deep understanding of God's will from the beginning until now.
就是关乎神嘅帐幕要设立喺人嘅中间。
And that was God's tabernacle was to be established among men.
有时你要思想，哎呀，点解神要住喺人中间？真系谂唔出一个答案嘅。
Sometimes when I think about why it is that God wants to dwell among men, I cannot find an answer.
诗歌第一节讲到亚伯拉罕啊。
And the hymn's first stanza speaks about Abraham.
神称呢个亚伯拉罕为佢嘅朋友。
And God had called Abraham his friend.
佢话我要做咩事，我岂可以瞒我个朋友亚伯拉罕
？God said, whatever I am to do, how can I withhold it from my friend Abraham?
天上边天君天使。都唔同佢有好美好嘅交通，我要揾著一個亞伯拉罕嚟到同佢傾偈嚇。
So why was it that God found Abraham to speak with? He didn't look for the armies in heaven and the angels in heaven.
你就睇見神嘅心喺地上邊要揾著人，明白佢嘅心意，又好迫切要同呢個人你都有交流有交通。
And that we see that God really wanted to find a man, a person to have a fellowship with.
第二节咧就讲到呢个雅各。
And in the second stanza, it speaks of Jacob.
第三节咧就讲到大卫。
And the third stanza speaks of David.
我哋今日试下嚟要交通一啲神嘅心意吓。
So let us share a little bit today about God's heart.
创世记第28章第10节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 28, verse 10.
创世纪28章第10节。
Genesis chapter 28, verse 10.
雅各出了别士巴，向黑兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头，枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。
Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran.When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep.
梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上去下来。
He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
耶和华站在梯子以上说：我是耶和华你祖亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。
There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying.
我跳去第十五节啦。我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，令你归回这地。总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。
We'll skip to verse 15. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
雅各睡醒了，说：耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。
When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it."
就惧怕说：这地方何等可畏！这不是别的，那是神的殿。也是天的门。
He was afraid and said, How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven.
十八节，雅各清早起来，把所枕的石头立作柱子，晓游在上面。他就给那地方起名叫伯特利。
Verse 18, Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had placed under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He called that place Bethel.
我哋跳嚟读呢个第35章。
We will jump and skip to
创世纪35章。
Genesis chapter 35，
第一节
，verse 1。
神对雅各说：起来，上伯特利去，住在那里， 要在那里筑一座坛，坛给神，就是你逃避你哥哥以扫的时候向你显现的那位。
Then God said to Jacob, go up to Bethel and settle there and build an altar there to God who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau.
第六节。于是雅各和一切与他同在的人到了迦南地的路斯，就是伯特利，他在那里筑了一座坛，就给那地方起名叫伊勒伯特利。
Jacob and all the people with him came to Luz, that is Bethel, in the land of Canaan. There he built an altar, and he called the place El Bethel.
第十三节。 神就从那与雅各说话地方升上去了，雅各便在那里立了一根石柱，在柱子上奠酒浇油，雅各给那地方起名叫伯特利。
Then God went up from him at that place where he had talked with him. Jacob set up a stone pillar at that place where God had talked with him, and he poured out a drink offering on it. He also poured oil on it. Jacob called the place where God had talked with him Bethel.
我们都知道雅各是一个天生诡诈的人。
So we know that Jacob was born a schemer.
但呢他却是要神的。
But he was one who desired God.
因此呢他听从他母亲的安排，就从他哥哥那里欺骗了一个长子的名分。
Therefore, he listened to his mother and he stole the birthright from his older brother.
当这个哥哥听见了之后呢就想要杀他。
And so when his older brother discovered this, he had wanted to kill him.
因此呢妈妈就叫这个雅各你快点走啦。
So then Jacob's mother told him, flee.
所以呢就来到我们刚才读这个圣经那里了。
And so there we come to this, this passage that we just read.
雅各去到一个地方。
And so Jacob went to a place.
太阳落了，他就在那里太累，找一个石头来睡觉。
And so the sun had set and he was too tired, so he had placed his head on a stone as a pillow.
神在梦中给了一个异象。
And God gave him a vision in his dream.
见到天开了。
That the heavens were open.
有堂梯，在上边有神的使者上去下来。
And then there was a ladder, and on this ladder there were angels ascending and descending.
然之后呢耶和华神站在这个梯子的上边。
And Jehovah God was standing at the top of the ladder.
告诉他听，我就是你的神。
And said, I am your God.
在那里向这个雅各重申他向亚伯拉罕以撒的约。
And they renewed the covenant which was with Abraham.
就讲到他的后代将要如何如何。
And it told of what was to happen to his descendants.
因此虽然你现在出去。
That even though you are to leave now.
但神要与他来同在。
That God will be with you.
并且呢要应许佢要返返嚟呢个地方。
And that you would, and there's a promise that you will return to this place.
雅各瞓醒觉佢里边惊。
And as Jacob woke up from his dream, he was frightened.
好似天开咗个窿喺嗰度天开咗。
It's as if the heavens opened up and there was a hole in heaven.
佢话呢个一个门。
So he said, this is the gate.
这个门是通向天的。
This is the gate to heaven.
从来这个天是向他关闭，现在天居然向他打开。
That the heavens were closed to him, but now the heavens are open.
所以他说这个地方是天的门。
So therefore he said that this place is the gates to heaven.
但很奇怪，他加了一句。
But curiously, he added an extra word.
他说这个不单是天的门。
He said, not only is this the gates to heaven.
他说这个是神的殿。
This is the house of God.
中文呢就话神嘅殿好似系一个 temple 咁。其实呢应该呢佢系话神嘅家。
In Chinese it says, it's the temple of God, but in fact it should be a house of God.
咁呢于是乎呢佢话朝早起身呢佢就喺度立一个柱子就喺上边牵上呢个油啦但系献祭俾神。
So in the morning, he had built an altar and he poured oil on it as an offering.
他就叫地方叫巴特利。
And he named this place Bethel.
巴特利的意思就是神的家的意思。
So the meaning of Bethel is house of God.
然后他就跟神讲很多条件。
And then he gave many conditions to God.
你如果包我住保守我往后几十年他都不知道多长久了。
And then so he said to God, if you take care of all my lodging and all my food and all sorts of other conditions,
然后他最后加一句,
then he added another phrase at the end.
最后你平平安安带我回到我父亲的家。
What did he add? He said, if you can bring me back in peace, back to my father's house.
你现在虽然说你要保守我这么多样东西我都没知道，我现在想知道你所说的东西是真的。 如果咁样嘅话咧，我先至认你做我嘅神。
He said, "All these other things, I don't know if they're going to happen, but if you can promise me this one thing, then you can be my God."
然之后咧，我正话所立嗰个柱子咧，先至成为咩神嘅家。Then,
therefore, then that pillar that I had erected as an altar, that will be the house of God.
然之后咧，你所赐俾我嘅咧，我先至俾翻十分一俾你吓。
Then, after all that, what you've given to me, I will return to you 10%.
我想这个雅各呢,都是,我们都很认识的,他就是起初就是一个这样的人。
And this is a Jacob that we're very familiar with. This is who he was since the beginning.
但我们今天呢,要从另外一个角度,从神的角度去看这个神的心。
So, but today we want to see from a different perspective, different angle, God's heart.
雅各呢,是一个 如果跟他哥哥以扫相比，以扫是一个经常在外面跑的人。
So if we were to compare Esau and Jacob, we see that Esau is one who was always wandering outside.
以扫是一个很安静的，经常坐在帐篷里面。
Jacob was one who was very peaceful, always inside the tent.
所以他很多计仔。
So in fact, he had a lot of schemes.
他常常跟他妈感情很好。
He had a good relationship with his mother.
所以妈妈就帮他,
and so therefore his mom helped him a lot.
所以呢,如果一个离开惯家的人,他没什么所谓,那个以扫说离开家,问题都不是很大。
So for one who is often wandering outside, it's not a big deal for one such as Esau.
但雅各呢,他是一个 用今日嗰啲话嚟讲系宅男嚟嘅，喺屋企里边啊，唔离开家噶。
So for Jacob, he would be one who is very indoors. He would like to stay home.
一突然间叫佢离开屋企，哎呀，佢觉得在家就千样好系嘛
？So for him to leave the house, to leave, it would be very difficult.
我啲仔女啊读完书翻嚟啊
，my children, they've finished school and they're coming back home. I've seen some changes in them. And I see some of you who are off to college soon, perhaps you'll be the same when you come back. All of a sudden, you would really appreciate home cooking.
原来出到去挨个苦，知道，哎，日日都系食嗰啲嘢，系嘛？
So once you've been out and you've had to eat the cooking outside, then you know what you've been missing.
离开了家呢,上了家呢,才会觉得家好。
Once you've left home, then it's that's when you realize what you've missed.
这个就是雅各里面的感觉。
This is the same feeling that Jacob had here.
本来在家,现在来到地方,要找石头做枕头。
That initially, originally he was at home, and but now he has to leave and he has to use a stone as a pillow.
在这样的光景下，神给他里面有一个启示。
And in this kind of condition, God revealed himself.
神呢,在地上找到一个人,跟他表同情。
That he found one that he can express his feelings towards.
稍稍找到一个雅各,这么奸诈的人,但他里面有一个无家的感觉。
That he found one such as Jacob, one who had a feeling that he didn't have a home.
这个就是神里边那个感觉,神需要一个家。
This is the same feeling that God has, that God requires, wants to have a home.
虽然雅各心里边呢,他还没懂得这个。
Even though in Jacob right now, he still did not understand this.
但呢,他起码里边呢, 一个心思，我想要一个家。
At least he thought he had a thought in him that he wanted to have a home.
我仲想要回到家去，最谂起我仲想翻到屋企，翻到父家。
And in fact, he wanted to go back home.
就系神睇见亚伯拉罕嘅约，你睇见佢里边咧有一个咁样嘅心思。神就将一个启示佢里边。
That he wanted to go back to his father's home, and so God saw that in him, and so he revealed himself to Jacob.
啊，俾佢感觉到呢个唔单止系天嘅门。
That to show him that not, this is not only the gate to heaven.
啊，乃系神嘅家。
But in fact, it is the house of God.
啊，当然从呢、这个雅各嚟睇咧，佢只系要自己嘅家。
When we see it from Jacob's viewpoint, we see that he only wants a house for himself.
他并未想到他要建立神的家。
He did not have any thoughts to establish a house for God.
所以他说如果你做这样叫我平平安安回到神的家的时候，我就回来这里做一个手续，再来这里献祭给你。
Therefore, he made a deal with the Lord, with God, that if you did all these things for me,Then I would come back and build an altar for you.
我会作呢度石头咧，必作神嘅家。
That this stone pillar would be the house of God.
呢个家嘅印象喺佢里边好深。
That this idea of a house, a home, is very deep within him.
所以佢并冇叫呢个地方叫做天嘅门。
So he in fact did not call this place the gates to heaven.
佢叫呢个地方做神嘅家，伯特利。
He had called it Bethel, the house of God.
雅各这个人呢有一个好处的。
There is one good thing about this person of Jacob.
如果你有心机你慢慢读下去呢，你会发觉呢雅各去到哪个地方呢都同一个地方起名的。
That one thing, if you have time to read, every place that he went, he named the place.
一个呢就有一个地方还没有名。
And so a place that he went to before did not have a name.
但另外一個好處咧，你留心佢所起嘅地方，冇時間睇啊，你翻去慢慢睇啊。
So we don't have time right now to look at it, but if you go back and look at the names，
佢所起地方嘅名咧，我哋而家如果你睇個地方都係用人嘅名全部都係紀念自己啊。佢所起嘅地方嘅名咧，全部都係同神有關嘅。
That the names that he gave these places all have to do with God, as different than what you see nowadays where everybody names things after themselves.
咁去到三十五章。
So now we get to chapter 35。
就经历咗雅各经历咗好多嘅难处啦。
And Jacob had experienced many difficulties。
但有一日神同佢讲话。
One day God spoke to him。
佢都好似忘记咗佢向神嘅应许。
And in fact he had seemed to forget his promise to God。
但神真系带领佢保守佢。
But in fact, God did watch over and protect him.
但是这个无家的神呢在里面呢其实等了雅各很多年了等雅各我就是这样做等你里面有个回应但雅各没有回应。
But God who was seeking a home did all these things for Jacob expecting a response, but there was no response.
神忍不住有一天神就跟雅各说。
And so,God couldn't wait any longer, so he spoke to Jacob.
就去到35章第一节。
And so then, therefore, we arrive at chapter 35, verse 1.
神对雅各说，你起来上伯特利去，在那里同我起一座坛给神。
And God said to Jacob, go to Bethel and settle there and build an altar for me.
就是你逃避你哥哥落难的日子的时候，那个地方。
The place where you were fleeing from your brother Esau.
咁长话短说啊，咁雅各听神嘅话，佢就起嚟。
So to make a long story short, Jacob listened to God and built an altar.
但佢刚喺示剑嗰度啊，杀咗人哋啊，好多人啊，
全族
都杀晒啊。
But
佢嘅仔女唔系佢杀啊，佢啲仔杀咗人全族。
But it was not long ago that his children had murdered an entire city in Shechem.
好多人嚟追杀佢嘅应该。
And in fact, many people, there are many people chasing after them.
但是呢神叫圣经说神叫周围神一家人里面有一个惊慌的心。
But God caused all those around him to have a fearful heart.
不敢追趕那個亞摩。
That they were not able to chase after him.
你就睇見神嘅心要佢迫切想巴特利。
That you see that there's an anxiousness in God's heart for him to arrive at Bethel.
他要翻巴特利，神就保守佢。
He wanted him to go, Jacob, to go to Bethel, so God protected him.
他来到那个地方呢，就起名，同个，在那里起了一座坛给神。
And when he had arrived at that place, he built an altar for God.
他说叫那个地方呢，起一个名字，叫做伊勒，在起坛那个地方呢，叫伊勒伯特利。
And so he went to that place and he named it El Bethel.
就是伯特利的神的意思。
Which means the God of Bethel.
就是神的家，上次我一路见到这个地方，这个神。
So it means that the house of God, the God who I encountered here.
然之后呢，就说呢，神向，在那个地方呢，神同雅各讲，神同雅各，你上嚟伯特利住喺嗰度，神叫佢住喺嗰度。
And God spoke to Jacob and said to him, "I want you to live there."
佢话 there 吓，唔知系 live and there。总之你唔系经过啊，神叫佢你嚟伯特利住喺呢度。
Not just to pass through, but to live there in Bethel.
雅各咧以为只系做一个手续。
And so Jacob thought it was just a matter of formality.
但咧神就话你嚟伯特利，你住喺伯特利。
But God said to him, "It's not just to pass through, but I want you to live here."
神唔单止系要一个地方。
That God not only wants a place.
神要与人嚟同住。
God wants to dwell among men.
神第一次系喺异象里边、梦境里边向呢个雅各讲话。
That the first time God spoke to Jacob in a vision in his dream.
第二次咧系面对面同佢讲话嘅。
The second time it was face to face.
因为咧第十三节嚟讲咧，神就从与雅各说话地方升咗上去。
Because we see in verse 13, then God went up from him at the place where he had talked with him.
当雅各嚟到伯特利嘅时候。
That when Jacob came to Bethel,
神同佢讲，你唔好再叫雅各，你叫以色列。
That you will no longer be called Jacob, but you will be called Israel.
其实咧呢、这个唔系神第一次同佢讲噶啦。
In fact, this was not the first time that he had said this.
当佢喺呢个雅伯渡口嚟到出交嘅时候咧，神已经咁同佢咁讲。
That when God had wrestled with Jacob in Jabbok. That he had already spoke with him.
这个是神第二次再跟他讲，他回到家的时候，神就跟他讲。
This was the second time which he had said this to Jacob when he had returned back to his home.
以色列的意思是神的王子。
Israel, the meaning of Israel is the prince of God.
雅各或者不是很好意思啦，是吧？
So perhaps Jacob thought, oh, that's not such a good idea.
但神第二次跟他讲，他真的改名了。
But the second time which God said this to him to change his name, he changed his name.
神又第二次同佢讲。
And so God also said a second time.
同佢讲到关乎将来嘅约嘅实现应验。
The fulfillment, he said to him the second time regarding the fulfillment of the promise of the covenant.
雅各喺嗰度叫嘅地方叫做伯特利，呢个又系第二次讲。
And this is in fact the second time that Jacob had called this place El Bethel.
记唔记得佢本来离开嗰阵时已经叫嗰个地方系伯特利，今次咧又系再做一次。
So when he had left the place, he had named it Bethel, and now he comes back, he names it Bethel.
喺神嘅家嘅里边就系咁啊。
And that is how it is in the house of God.
神向我哋确认确立所作过嘅，好似作过，神叫我哋重新想起，重新确认，重新确立。
That God reminds us and retells us what has already happened.
好似呢个雅各咧，向住神咧冇乜心嘅。
It's as if this Jacob has no heart towards God.
佢所顾嘅都系顾自己。
What he cares about is himself.
但系咧，神咧 睇见人稍稍有一啲里边有一啲同佢表同情咧，神就好似咧，哎呀，所有都好似倒晒出嚟咁啊。
That when God sees sees man have a little bit of heart towards him, that he will run forth and pour out his heart towards him.
呢个系今日做父母都系咁样嘅，系嘛
？This is how it is with parents today as well.
我哋都系为我哋儿女供应一切。
That we will provide everything we can for our children.
我都系为我哋家付出一切。
That we would withhold nothing for our families.
哇！如果今日有个仔个女同你讲啊，少少嘢系你所要嘅，你里边所思想啲啲嘅咋？哇！你真系嘉玲一俾多啲佢系嘛
？That if your children were to say something that's in your heart, that you would give them everything, that you'd be so happy.
系嘛？其实佢如果话买父亲节礼物俾你，买母亲节礼物都系你俾钱啊嘛，系嘛？你使唔开心啊？
That if your children said they want to buy you something for Mother's Day or Father's Day, in fact, you're the one that's paying for it, but you'd still be happy.
是吗?做父母的心就是这样。
Is that true? That's the heart of a parent.
神向我们的心都是这样。
That's God's heart towards us as well.
我们看一下第二个人。
Let's look at another character.
大卫。
The person of David.
撒母耳记下第七章第一节。
Second Samuel chapter 7.
第一节。
Chapter 7 verse 1.
王住在自己的宫中，耶和华使他安静，不被四围的仇敌扰乱。
And it came to pass when the king dwelt in his house, and Jehovah had given him rest round about from all his enemies.
那时王对先知拿单说：看啊，我住在香帕姆的宫中，神的约柜反在幔子里。
That the king said to Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedars, and the ark of God dwells under curtains.
第四节。当夜耶和华的话临到拿单。第五节，你去告诉我仆人大卫说：耶和华如此说，你可以可建造殿宇给我居住呢？
Verse 5, Go and say to my servant, to David, Thus saith Jehovah, Wilt thou build me a house for me to dwell in?
自从我领以色列人出埃及直到今日未曾住过殿宇常在会幕和帐幕中行走。
For I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but when I went about in a tent and in a tabernacle.
凡我同以色列人所走的地方我何曾向以色列一个支派的士师就是我所吩咐牧养我们以色列的说你们为何不给我建造香柏木的殿宇呢
In all my going about with all the children of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why build ye me not a house of cedars?
然之后呢第八节开始呢神就同呢个大卫讲了就话俾大卫听。
So we see, starting from verse 8, God replies to David,
话神要点样祝福佢
？How God will bless him？
并且咧，去到第十一节吓，十二节第十一节嘅时候，又话应许你必为你建立家室。
In verse 11, and Jehovah telleth thee that Jehovah will make thee a house.
这个讲到建立家室呢就是讲到神不单止是顾念大卫的当时并且呢他以后的后裔都坐在王位上边。
That it says here, that God will make him a house, it's not just for David right there, but for his descendants, that it would be a house for them.
所以呢当神人要思念到神的家的时候呢神呢调转思念这个人的家。
So we see when God, or when man has thoughts for God's house, it's turned around and God has a heart for man's house.
当大卫的心里边起意，觉得哎呀，我住喺呢个咁好嘅皇宫里边，但神住喺个 backyard 搵个帐幕冚住个约柜。
That we see when David had these thoughts that he himself lived in such a royal palace, but yet God had just a tent in the back.
神里边就感动到不得了。
that God, in fact, was very touched. That God sees that heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool, but yet there's this man who would care about his house. That he would care about what I would desire. And so God, through the prophet, told David that God wants to establish his house. And that this house that he would build for him would include his descendants.
我就睇见地上边有人稍稍摸到神嘅心意嘅时候咧，神嘅心系何等嘅喜悦啊！
That we see that when a man has can even touch upon God's heart a little bit, God's heart is so satisfied.
其实咧喺今日我呢个时代啊，已经唔系喺呢个雅各嘅时代。
In fact, in today's time, we're no longer in the time of Jacob.
这个启示呢，神对佢需要一个家嘅启示呢，到今日呢已经启示得好完全。
That this revelation that God desires a house has been already revealed very completely.
喺雅各嗰个时代呢，佢冇圣经。
In the time of Jacob, there was no Bible.
佢只喺嗰度喺个进行中，佢嚟到遇见神。
That it was in the process that he was encountering God.
喺呢个大卫嘅时代，相信只系有摩西五经啊。
And in the time of David, I believe that there were only the five books of Moses.
大卫摸到神嘅心意，顾念神。
David was able to touch upon the heart of God to care about God's heart.
今日对我哋嚟讲咧，呢一切咧，我哋都已经系全部知道。For
us today, we already know all of this.
但系咧，我哋里边有冇一个咁嘅心思，我哋顾念到神喺家里边，神需要一个家。But
for us, do we have we ever considered or care that God desires a house?
唔系知道神要一个家。
Not just to know that God requires a home.
乃系想到神喺佢嘅家嘅里边是否舒适。
That would God find rest in his house?
其实喺呢个圣经里边关乎神嘅帐幕嘅启示咧，系逐步向前嘅。
So the revelation of God's tabernacle is we see it step by step in the Bible.
開始係有一個會幕。
In the beginning there was a tent.
Tabernacle.
會幕裏邊嘅物件要按神啟示摩西要按著山上邊嘅樣式嚟建造。 So the tabernacle was to build according to what God had revealed to Moses on the mountain.
然之後咧。 有呢个圣殿，
and then there was the temple.
呢个圣殿里边嗰个嘅基本物件同会幕一样嘅。
So for this temple, the items, the materials were essentially the same as in the tabernacle.
但规模大，华美好多。
But it was much more glorious.
然之后再往前咧，我系想到呢个圣城。 耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷。
And moving forward, we can see this the holy city, this new Jerusalem.
又比呢个圣殿咧，又往前一步。
And it takes it a step further from the temple.
我哋嚟睇一睇吓。So
let us take a look.
启示录21章。
The book of Revelation, chapter 21.
第一节。Verse 1. 我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前嘅天地都过去了。 海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由天由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。Then
I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
城中有神的荣耀, 神的光辉, 如同极贵的宝石。
Having the glory of God, her shining was like a most precious stone, as a crystal, like jasper stone.
好像碧玉明如水晶, 有高大的墙, 有12个门, 门上有12位天使。
Having a great and high wall, having 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels.
門上又寫著以色列12支派的名字, 東邊有三門, 北邊有三門, 南邊有三門, 西邊有三門。
The names inscribed, which are those of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel, on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates.
15節, 對我說話的拿著金位子, 當尺, 要量那城和城門, 城牆。
And he that spoke with me had a golden reed as a measure, that he might measure the city and its gates and its wall.
第22节, 我未见城内有殿, 因主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。
And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty is its temple and the Lamb.
第22章,
we'll turn to chapter 22.
天使又指示我城内街道当中一道生命河, 明亮如水晶, 从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city.
其实呢,这两章呢,是很多,没办法,因为时间缘故,没办法,应该回去呢,慢慢地读。
In fact, these two chapters, there's a lot of detail in there, but we do not have time, so we can maybe go back and read it at home.
当你细心地看见这个城的时候,里面满了荣耀。
When we pay close attention to the city, we see it's full of glory.
刚才我们讲到由这个会幕到圣殿,由圣殿到新耶路撒冷圣城。
So we just spoke about how it started from the tabernacle to the temple to the holy city, the New Jerusalem.
在希伯来书告诉我们,我们在 帐幕里边所有的侍奉，只不过系天上边事物嘅样式同埋影儿。So
we see in the book of Hebrews that all of our service is just an image, a shadow of what it is in heaven.
所以咧，每一样喺旧约里边所启示嘅，都系相应啊对着天上边嘅。So
everything that we've seen that has been revealed in the Old Testament is a an image of what it is in heaven.
并且呢,这个启示呢,是逐步向前的。
And this revelation is step by step moving forward.
好像我们去到以西结书的时候,
just as when we see in the book of Ezekiel,
他就告诉我们,在宝座里面,宝座那里有这个河流流出来。
We see that from the throne that there's a river that flows from it.
这个是当初启示会幕的时候没有的。
That when the tabernacle was revealed, it wasn't there.
在旧约的时候，又讲到神的灵带他进去看见圣殿里边那些敬拜、那服侍里边那样式是怎么样的。
And in the Old Testament, we see how the Spirit had entered into the tabernacle and see how the worship was.
带这个先知去看看里面有些很不洁净的人士在里面活动。
We see how the prophets and all the things that were filthy in there moving about.
在这个以西结的时候,他在这个卡巴鲁河边的时候, 看见天开了,看见有四活,看见有活物在主面前了飞翔。
That in Ezekiel, we see that there were these four living creatures that were flying about.
当我们回去看会幕的时候呢, 我们知道会幕里边有施恩座, 在帐柜上面有施恩座。
We see when we go back to look at the tabernacle, we see that there is the mercy seat above on top of the Ark of Covenant.
施恩座上边有精金所打造的两个天使。
So on that mercy seat, we see that there are two cherubim that were made of pure gold.
嚟到以西结书嘅时候，我就又知道啦。啊，原来呢啲嘅活物啊会喐嘅，有翅膀会喐嘅。
We see when we get to the book of Ezekiel that these creatures they have wings and they're alive and can move.
喺呢个佢哋做会幕嘅时候咧，神咧就吩咐佢哋喺嗰个帐幕外边咧要有呢个天使嘅形象喺呢个帐幕外边嘅。
So when instructions on how to build the tabernacle were given, there were instructions to have angels, images of angels on the outside of the tabernacle.
去到呢个启示录21章时候，有好多时我哋会跳咗过去，冇留心啊。
When we get to Revelation chapter 21, sometimes we'll skip through it, skip past it, and not pay attention to.
佢话12个门，门上有12位天使。
That we see that there were 12 gates and in front were 12 angels.
系啦，中文咧译出嚟咧，好似系门上面画咗十二个天使。其实你睇英文唔系。
In Chinese, it may give the impression that in front of these gates are just an angel drawn or engraved on top of the gate, but in English, it's not. It's in front of the gate.
啊，所以咧又睇见咧喺旧约里边咧，好似影咗张图画咁，但系去到呢个。神向全启示，原来呢啲系会喐噶，系真噶。
That we see in the Old Testament, we see that it looks like it's a picture, a picture of what's to be. But we see in the New Testament that these things are alive and they can move.
喺旧约嗰度咧，王鼎同我哋讲吓，当呢个十二个支派咧，佢哋系东边有三个支派，南边有三个支派。西边、北边，咁嚟到安营，围住呢个约柜嚟到安营。
So we hear learn from Brother Wong that in front of each gate there are the different tribes, three tribes on the north and the east, and they're stationed at each gate.
嚟到呢个圣城嘅时候咧，就睇见啊，原来呢变咗咩啊？东南西北都有三个门。
And now we see when we get to the New Testament that there are three gates on each side, north, south, east, west.
有十二个支派名称喺上边。
That all 12 names of the tribes are inscribed above.
哦，一切咧都系活起上嚟嘅。
That all of it is alive, living.
我唔知道大家有冇中意影相嘅人啊？
I don't know if we have any photographers among us.
或者咧中意画画嘅人。
Or those who like to draw.
咩叫做一张好嘅画，或者一幅好嘅相片咧？
So what makes a good photograph or a piece of art?
我雖然我冇乜藝術細胞啊，
even though I'm not very artistic，
不過根據我個理解咧，
but based on what I think，
一幅靚好嘅相片或者一幅嘅畫咧，係唔單止係似，並且咧佢有意境嘅。
For a picture or a photo or a painting to be good， it has to have
唔單止靚，仲有意境，有深度，有 depth。
There has to be depth to it. It has to capture an essence.
所以意境係好難翻。即係好似蒙娜麗莎嘅微笑啊。
Just like the smile of Mona Lisa.
咁個個都笑啦，點解佢張咁犀利一個幅畫啊？
Everybody smiles, but why is her smile so special?
因為佢嗰個微笑咧，俾人想象下，呢個人點解咁笑咧？笑得咁特別咧？佢裏邊咁諗緊咩嘢咧？
Because when we see her smile, that simple smile, we think, well, what is she smiling about? Why is she smiling like that?
作者點解要畫佢呢個圖畫？呢個女子究竟如何咧？
Why did the artist draw her like that? What was the situation?
有陣時一幅嘅相片或者一張嘅畫咧，係叫人諗起佢好似會活起上嚟啊！唔係淨係停喺嗰一刻嘅，而係咧好似俾人睇見。一啲嘅活動喺嗰度。
Sometimes a good picture or painting will not just be a moment that was captured, but it has life to it. It can move.
係啦。咁其實咧喺呢個舊約裏邊嘅啟示都係咁樣。
So in fact, this is the same for the revelation in the Old Testament.
喺而家新約嘅光底下咧，我哋知道咧呢一切咧都唔係停喺個樣式嘅裏面。
Under the light of the New Testament, we see that not everything is captured at that moment, stays the same.
在神的启示里面，一切都是活的，都是新的。
And we see in the, God's revelation that everything is new, everything is living.
聖經裡面告訴我們這個神是一個永活神,
the Bible tells us our God is an eternal, a living eternal God.
他所賜的餅是永生的糧,是 living bread.
The bread that he gives is a living bread.
中文就可以譯做生命的糧,
and in Chinese it is the bread of life.
又說到呢, 信他人從裡面流出江河活水,渴了的人永遠不渴, 說到這個是 living water.
That those who believe in him they will never thirst again. It's a living water.
我們看到啟示錄裡面流出的那條河呢,叫生命河。
We see that the river that is flowing from in Revelation, it's a river of life.
是活的,是吧?有生命就是活的。
It's alive, it has life.
生命涌流,兩旁結出果子出來。
That life flows from it, and both sides trees bear fruit.
並且神又盼望我們都是這樣的。
And God wishes, desires for us to be like that.
所以你要將身體獻上當作活祭。
That we are to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
神不要我獻上的時候,我死死地的。
That we are not dead when we are offering ourselves.
那個叫做半生不死的那些人。
Some people are considered to be half dead.
就來拜拜。
That they're almost no longer here.
但神要那個是活祭。
God wishes to have a living sacrifice, alive.
神的話好像一柄兩刃的利劍。
That God's word is like a two-edged sword.
神的話是活潑的,是有功效的。
That God's word is alive and it has an effect.
是的,神的話是活的。
God's word is alive.
是有功效, operative.
It operates.
所以在神的裡面,所有都是活的。
So everything in God is alive.
有時候我們講道,想去聖經裡面看看有什麼靈感講道。
So sometimes when we are giving a message, we think, oh, well, where's the insight?
最難的呢,你就去找喪士,找喪士的講道,看看主耶穌怎麼講。 為什麼主耶穌碰到人都不死的,很復活的。
So for a memorial service, it's hard to find a topic, a title for it.
想看看主耶穌怎樣講喪事聚會的講道啊。
How to find the message that Jesus gave about that people dying.
For memorial service.
For memorial service.
但是呢,怎麼主耶穌碰親的人呢?
But it's very difficult because everybody that he encountered would resurrect.
所以呢,就看見呢,
so we see that everything in God, within God, is alive. Everything is alive and living.
今天我們怎樣來到神的家裡面,得著神的喜悅呢?
So how do we come to the house of God today to gain the God's pleasure?
無論在個人也好,在一同聚會的樣式底下也好,我們怎樣叫神在當中得到安息呢?
Whether it's as an individual or corporately, how can we give rest to God?
神在基督耶穌裡面叫我們什麼?一切都成為新的。
That we in Christ, everything has become new.
有新的樣式。
A new creation.
在這個21章那裡,剛才說,我所有都成為新的了。
That just as in chapter 21, everything has become new.
裡面有一個活的在裡面,
there's a new life inside.
不是再困在舊時那些死板的一幅畫,不是這樣。
We're no longer stuck in as it is in a photograph where it's dead.
很多時候我們想要一個很 理想, 我們裡面有一個理想,我們覺得教會是這樣的。
Oftentimes we have a certain ideal of how the church should be.
我們要做到它很完美。
We want to make it perfect.
甚至乎我們好像外面有一些樣式這樣。
That it should have a certain outer appearance.
這些樣式呢,都沒有錯的。
That in fact, there's nothing wrong with these outer appearances.
我們又有這個桌子,
that we have this table.
我早晨啱啱有桌子啦。
Like this morning we have a table.
我有陳設餅。
We have bread.
我早晨講到嗰個桌子就係我哋嘅 抹餅。
So when we talk about the table, we talk about bread breaking in the morning.
我哋有陳設餅。
And we have this showbread.
陳設餅好似神有話供應俾我哋。
And the showbread is like God's word for, provided for us.
成為我哋生命嘅糧。
And becomes our bread of life.
亦都有金燈台。
And we also have a gold lamp, golden lampstand.
神有面光嚟光照我哋。
And God has His presence to enlighten us.
我哋有新約嘅各種嘅樣式。
And we have all sorts of things from the New Testament.
呢啲都係曾經有弟兄嚟到恢復過嚟嘅。
And these things have been revived from brothers in the past.
但係究竟裏邊活唔活咧？
But is it in fact alive inside within?
定係只不過係一個新約嘅一個形影一幅圖畫一個樣式？
Or is it just as a picture of the New Testament?
聖靈有冇自由喺罪裏邊嚟到自由嚟到運轉咧？
Is the Spirit free to move about?
新約教會有咁樣嘅情形。
That there's this condition in the New Testament, New Church.
係主耶穌喺門外嚟敲門。
That God is knocking at the door on the outside.
有陣時我哋以為教會係咁樣。
And oftentimes we think that's how the church is.
我哋將我哋人嘅手加落去。
That we will put man's human hands into the equation.
當人嘅手一加入嚟嘅時候。
When we see that.
人嘅手一把入嚟嘅時候。
When we see that we put a man's hand into the situation.
神嘅靈就唔喺嗰度。
That God's the Spirit of God departs.
我哋可以搞到可以安排到所有嘢都係好好。
We can make arrangements for everything to look very nice.
所有都係井井有條。
Everything is perfect.
你知道乜嘢地方係最井井有條？
Which area do you think it becomes most perfect?
軍隊裏邊係最井井有條。
To be most orderly and is in the army.
但今日呢個唔係軍隊。
This is not an army.
呢個乃係神嘅家。
This is the house of God.
喺神嘅家裏邊最緊要係咩？
What is the most important thing in the house of God?
喺神嘅家嗰個一個範圍。
That there is a boundary around the house of God.
生命只係有生命只能進入呢家嘅裏邊。
That life can only enter into this house.
喺神嘅家裏邊亦都有一個真理嘅作範圍。
And then there's also truth that surrounds the house of God.
但係最緊要喺神嘅家裏邊要有愛。
But most important, there needs to be love in the house of God.
所有嘅規矩順服喺愛嘅底下嚟到通行。
All of the submission and service is all under love.
並且喺神嘅家當中係要俾神嚟居住。
That among the house of God, it's for a dwelling place for God.
係俾神住得舒暢。
It's so that God can live comfortably.
喺你嘅家裏邊唔係你嘅家，亦都唔係我嘅家，係神嘅家。
This is not your house or my house, but it is the house of God.
需要用按著山上邊嘅樣式嚟建造。
So it has to be built according to the instructions from the mountain.
因著按著山上邊嘅樣式嚟建造，呢個就成為你嘅家，亦都成為我嘅家。
And if you build it according to the instructions, then this becomes your house and my house.
喺神嘅家裏邊，呢個家主能夠自由喺當中嚟行走。
So that the owner of this house can freely move about.
呢個家主唔係喺外邊嚟叩門。
And this the owner is not knocking on the outside.
今日究竟咩嘢係神嘅同在咧？
So in fact, today, what does it mean to be in the presence of God?
我諗呢個係需要我哋去主面前去思想一下。
I think this is something that we need to think about.
唔係聚會多人禱告。
It doesn't mean that we have the presence of God if a lot of people pray.
當然很多人禱告呢, 很多時都是有神的同在。
In fact, when many people pray, we do have the presence of God.
在, 舊約的裡面,
in the Old Testament,
一段很黑暗的日子,
in a very dark time,
神四百年沒向人來講話,
400 years God did not speak with man.
在, 以利的日子,
in the days of Elijah,
神,
Eli.
在以利的日子，神的话语稀少。
In the time of Eli, that God's words were very few.
甚至乎当约柜被掳去离开示罗。
That even when the Ark of the Covenant was captured,
那个帐幕还在那里。
The tabernacle was still there.
约柜是看不见。
But yet we cannot see the Ark.
因为平时约柜在至圣所里面是看不见。
Because the ark is inside the Holy of Holies, so you cannot see the ark.
人那里还有祭司。
There were still the priests there.
那里还有桌子，有陈设饼，有金灯台，有祭坛。
There was still a table, an altar, the showbread, the golden lampstand.
人还在那里进行一些宗教活动。
Man was still performing rituals there.
但是约柜已经不在那里。
But the ark was no longer there.
冇人知道乜嘢叫神嘅同在，或者神嘅不同在，冇人知道。
Nobody knew what it meant to have the presence of the Lord or not to not have the presence of the Lord there.
神四百年一段日子冇向人讲话。
And for 400 years, God did not speak with man.
喺活喺嗰个世代里边嘅子民，并不晓得乜嘢叫神嘅同在，乜嘢叫神嘅唔同在。
And all the people during that time did not know what it meant to have God's presence.
一段系一段可怜嘅日子。
It was a very pitiful time.
觉得我哋信神就系咁样噶啦。
And so sometimes that's how it is with we who believe in the Lord.
神讲话系正常嘅。
When God doesn't speak, it's commonplace.
或者我打开圣经就系神向我讲话啦。
Or oh, I open my Bible, so then the Lord speaks to me.
可以落到一個咁嘅光景嘅底下。
We can fall into such a condition.
我哋可以有新約各種嘅樣式。
We can have all the different images from the New Testament.
Formalities.
The formalities.
但係咧冇裏邊嗰個嘅活嘅實際。
But we do not have the reality within.
神並唔能夠自由喺教會當中嚟到行走。
That God cannot freely move about the church.
呢個係俾我哋一個警戒。
This is a warning for us.
去到这个新城耶路撒冷，我们看到有一支金卫子出来量度这个城。
We see when we get to this New Jerusalem, this holy city, that there will be a golden reed to measure the city.
我们知道金是代表神的性情。
So we know that God represents, gold represents God's personality.
位置是人所看不起的东西。
And this reed is something that man does not look highly upon.
是很便宜的。
It's very inexpensive, cheap.
当主耶稣被卖的时候
When our Lord Jesus was betrayed,
人将这个位置交到他的手里面戏弄他。
So man gave him a reed to mock him.
并且又拿这个位置来打我。
And they used this reed to beat our Lord.
因此在这个新城耶路撒冷里面能够被数算的。
So in this new Jerusalem, in this holy city, to be counted,
那是需要有神的性情。
You must first have God's characteristic.
并且是经过这个十字架。
And it's to go through this cross.
有神的谦，是有基督的，有主耶稣基督的谦卑。
To have the humility of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我看见里面咁荣耀咁丰富的时候。
When we see, oh, something so, glorious.
我就会问我自己。
I think, I will ask myself.
在咁荣耀的建筑底下，我们究竟有，我有几多在其中？
With such a glorious, how much of I am in this glory to be.
我有几多能够俾主嚟数算呢？
How much of myself will be counted by the Lord?
好似唔係好多能夠俾主數算。
It seems as though not much will be counted.
要經過呢個金位之嚟，要度一度。哎呀，好多嘢都度。呢個唔係講得唔得夠，係俾主嚟數算喺新城嘅裏邊嚟被建造，有份。
To be measured by this gold reed, to have a portion in there, it's not about being about salvation, but being being measured.
亦都唔係在乎你有幾多知識。
And it doesn't depend on how much knowledge you have.
这个建造是生命的建造。
This building up is a building up of your life.
是被十架，经过十架的建造。
It has to be through the cross.
我想还有很多话是没办法讲完。
I think there are still many words that I cannot finish.
愿意主的灵在我里面来说话。
May the Spirit of God continue to speak with us.
无论在个人、在聚会、在带领各方面。
Whether it's individually or corporately, we've been led by the Lord.
或者我哋喺教会里边有带领嘅，我哋都需要到主面前，喺主嘅面光底下，你都被光照。
Even for those who are leading, that we would be shown light by the Lord.
愿主能够喺我哋当中自由运行，自由嚟行，嚟到带领。
May the Lord be able to move freely and lead us freely.
我哋祷告。
Let us pray.
主我感謝你，主要將一啲嘅話語，主要帶領你要俾我哋喺你面前。
Lord, we thank you for the words that I brought before you.
主要我哋真係睇見，主要我哋自己，主要幾多嘅救唔上。
Lord, we see that how much it is that we fall short.
主要真係喺新約嘅底下，主我哋有好多嘅樣式。
In the light of the New Testament, there's so many formalities.
主要我哋裏邊，主要並不夠。
In fact, we are not alive enough inside.
主啊，並且主啊，好多時主啊，你喺門外，主啊，你要叩門。
And oftentimes you are outside knocking.
主啊，我哋想到天上邊嗰個耶路撒冷。
When we think of the New Jerusalem in heaven.
主啊，一方面主啊，我哋裏邊主啊被吸引。
On one hand, we are attracted by it.
主啊，一方面主啊，我哋實在覺得主啊，我哋救唔上。
In fact, on the other hand, we feel that we cannot follow on.
主啊，我哋心愿，主啊，你喺家嘅里边，主啊，能够安舒嘅嚟到居住。
Oh, our heart desires for you to find rest in your home.
主啊，系你自己要建立，主啊，帐幕在人家。
It's that you yourself would want to establish this tabernacle with men.
你要与人嚟到同住。
That you want to dwell with men.
主啊，救，主啊，我哋脱离。主啊，我哋嘅自己。
Oh, help us to depart, save us from ourselves.
主啊，藉着主啊，你嘅话，主啊，叫我里边，主啊，得光照。
That through your words that we may be enlightened.
主啊，叫我里面，主啊，能够，主啊，活起上嚟。
That we may be able to be alive within.
主啊，都叫，主啊，我哋喺教会嘅当中，主啊，众人喺你面前嘅时候，将按着你嘅心意而行。
That we will walk according to your will within the church.
多谢主啊，你俾我哋特会嘅信息。
Lord, we thank you for the messages through the conference.
将你自己嘅心意向我哋打开。
That you open up your heart's desire to us.
透过奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.